I'm Wendy Ring.
And I'm Brian Curtis. Welcome to Cool Solutions, stories of climate action from the bottom up.
It's a new year, traditionally a time for resolutions. Eating healthier is one of the most common resolutions people make and one of the hardest to keep. But research shows that when you want to make a change, using a new year as your starting point really increases your chances of success. For example, one study comparing people who turned their desire for change into resolutions with people who didn't found that 46% of the resolvers were successful 6 months later, compared to just 4% of the procrastinators.
So if you've been secretly harboring wishes to move toward a more plant-based diet for your own health and the health of the planet, now is a great time to start. Because you know what month it is? It's Veganuary.
Veganuary is the global movement to get people to try eating vegan in January.
That's Wendy Matthews, the U.S. coordinator for Veganuary. Veganuary is not just for vegans and vegan wannabes. It's for anyone who wants to expand their food horizons in the direction of a more plant-based diet.
We've had millions of people participate so far, taking our 31-day plant-based pledge. Once they sign up, we do everything we can to support them throughout the month. We send recipes and tips and meal plans, cookbooks, everything needed to make it fun and easy so that people will want to continue eating plant-based throughout the rest of the year.
Since its inception in 2014, Veganuary has helped millions of people move to more plant-based diets.
Veganuary was started by a husband and wife in York in the UK, and it was just an idea that they came up with around their kitchen table. Fast forward to last year, we had over 580,000 people around the globe participate. So from those humble beginnings, Veganuary has become a massive global movement.
It's amazing how many of the stories we tell on Cool Solutions have their beginnings around kitchen tables, those radical hotbeds of climate action.
I love that quote. Yes, the kitchen table is the hotbed. That's fantastic.
And the great thing is that they're everywhere.
So is Veganuary.
We have campaigns in the US, UK, Germany, Latin America, and we just launched a formal campaign in India this year. But we have pickup all over the globe, and we also have some amazing partner organizations we work with in Italy, France, Singapore, and other countries that are doing the work on the ground.
When we talked to Wendy on January 3rd, 2022,
we've already had over 400,000 signups. And right now, a new person is signing up every 2.5 seconds.
People join Veganuary for different reasons, for their health, for animals, and for the environment. All of those things depend on stabilizing our climate, which we can't do without a global shift to more plant-based diets.
Even if we completely stop burning fossil fuel tomorrow, without a change in the way we eat, greenhouse gas emissions from food production alone would blow through our entire carbon budget.
A shift to plant-based diets would not only cut food-related greenhouse gas emissions in half, it would also free up 3/4 of the land now used for grazing and growing animal feed.
Since 1/3 of the world's cropland and 1/3 of the world's fresh water is now dedicated to animal agriculture, that would go a long way toward restoring forests and grasslands to sequester carbon and shelter biodiversity.
What about just eating meat and dairy from local grass-fed animals?
Local doesn't help much. Transportation contributes less than 1% to animal product emissions. A locally grown burger causes more climate change than a block of tofu trucked from 1,000 miles away. As for farming regeneratively, there's just not enough land to produce the amounts of meat and dairy we're accustomed to consuming, and most of us couldn't afford to buy it. On the other hand, replacing all or even some meat-based meals with plant-based meals can substantially lower your grocery bill.
We commissioned a study last year to look at the average cost of a plant-based meal cooked at home versus a meat or fish-based meal. And what the study found was that it's about 40% less to cook a plant-based meal.
Maybe it's glee over all those grocery dollars they're saving. But last year, at the end of Veganuary, nearly half of participants reported that they looked and felt better.
48% of people said that they had that Veganuary glow. 61% had more energy, and 57% said they noticed a better mood. And this was just in 31 days. I hear from participants all the time with incredibly inspiring stories about the impact that Veganuary has had on their lives. A woman in her 70s in California who reported that her overall cholesterol over the course of just the month of January last year reduced from 245 to 178, which put her back within normal limits for the first time in years. And she wrote me just to say that this had had a dramatic impact on her health, and she decided to go vegan for good. I heard from another woman in New Jersey who saw an incredible decrease in the pain she was suffering from endometriosis. And her doctor said that her inflammation had significantly decreased. And she also decided to stay vegan. So even though Veganuary is only 31 days, I think it's enough time to see some really positive health impacts that inspire people to go all in.
Does all this sound too good to be true? There was only one way to find out.
Wendy and I decided to embed ourselves by signing up for the challenge.
As a hardcore cheeseaholic, I'm a good test case. I know cheese is even worse for the climate than pork and chicken, but I just haven't been able to give it up. I've tried store-bought vegan cheese, yuck, and even tried to make it at home, double yuck. So is 31 days of Veganuary's virtual community enough to help me accomplish what I can't do on my own? The data suggests there's a very good chance. Last year, Veganuary did pre- and post-surveys of their participants at 0, 1, and 6 months. At the start, 88% were eating meat and or dairy. 12% were already vegans who signed up just for the heck of it. Two-thirds of participants stayed vegan for the entire month. 6 months later, one-third were still vegan, and the majority of the non-vegans cut their animal product consumption by more than half.
And those health benefits? Better skin, brighter mood, more energy, and healthier weight, still going strong.
Of course, there's probably some selection bias. Only 3% of people responded to that 6-month questionnaire. And if you're sitting there with a block of cheese in one hand and a barbecue rib in the other, how motivated would you be to tell on yourself? But here's something even more telling. The effects of Veganuary extend way beyond the folks who take their pledge. In 2019, a UK firm that follows the consumer habits of 30,000 households asked them what they ate in January and found that 10 times more people gave up animal products than the number signed up at Veganuary's website. And when the firm looked at the groceries those households actually purchased over the next 6 months, they saw the same sustained changes as in the survey. Extrapolating from that data to the whole UK population, they calculated that over the 6-month period, this change in buying habits saved the lives of 3.6 million animals. In the days running up to New Year's, Veganuary sent me tips on shopping and nutrition, and even a preview of coming attractions from Josh Cullimore, a vegan physician, which included glowing skin, constant hunger, and flatulence.
That wasn't very enticing.
But your intrepid co-host remained undaunted. We both got off to a strong start on New Year's Day. Brian bought non-dairy creamer and coconut yogurt. I tried out some new recipes. Then on January 3rd, I got this text message from Brian.
I've got COVID symptoms, and miso isn't cutting it. I'm hanging up veganism for chicken soup.
The first COVID test was negative, and Brian is improving, but...
I lost my taste and smell there for a second, so...
Luckily, there is another New Year's climate diet challenge where Brian can keep his chicken soup. ACTERRA, a climate action group in Palo Alto, California, has a challenge called Plantiful New Year. Robbie Brown is the coordinator of ACTERRA's Healthy Plate, Healthy Community program.
We're very focused on grassroots solutions. We really place an emphasis on empowerment. Our goal here is to uplift those in our region so that they feel inspired and know that they are capable of combating climate change. We're trying to approach people where they are at in terms of comfortability with eating and cooking and exposure to maybe new ingredients that they might not be familiar with. So we found this approach to be a little bit more accessible in open arms. Saying, hey, you don't necessarily have to go cold turkey and become vegan to make a positive impact on our planet when it comes to food choices.
When you sign up for Plantiful, it's like choose your own food adventure.
You sign up, you indicate what your current diet is and what your goal diet is. And then you pick how many days out of each week for that month that you want to meet that goal. So an example would be maybe I am a meat lover and I decided I want to be a reducitarian for 6 days out of every week. In January. or maybe I'm a vegetarian and I really need this to motivate me to become vegan. At the end of each week, we contact you and you fill out a very short form indicating your progress. Maybe you didn't reach your goal for every day of that week. That's okay. And if you need even more hands-on support, we have an optional buddy system that you can sign up for, where someone experienced with plant-based eating can provide you more tips and assistance.
I'd say my current diet is reducitarian, so I decided to be vegan 5 days a week. Curious about my fellow plantafarians, who they are and why they joined, I met up with Yifei Wang, a San Francisco Bay Area software engineer.
It feels like there's a momentum right now. Climate is just all over the news. Especially this year, it feels like this is a good time to jump in and join that movement with everybody else. This was a challenge that felt like something that I was able to do. So I signed up for it.
Yifei is a member of Citizens Climate Lobby. She's already taken steps toward a more plant-based diet.
Earlier this year, I basically just stopped drinking regular milk, switched to almond milk. I no longer eat beef. And the challenge I'm trying to do this month is to be a vegetarian 5 days a week.
I checked in with Yifei on the 3rd of January to see how she was doing.
I'm Chinese by heritage, and a lot of what we do is just stir fry. A lot of my recipes, if I just take out the meat, it's actually fine. It doesn't taste that different. I don't feel like I'm eating a completely different dish.
But she's worried about what she's missing.
So far, I've bought a lot of protein bars. I'm trying to buy myself some flexibility, just being able to cook whatever is in my fridge and not having to think about, am I getting enough protein? Am I getting enough iron, vitamin B12? So I wish there was an app that tells us, like, you've gotten exactly this amount of each nutrient, and then I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Spoken like a true software engineer. Well, B12 only does come from animals and requires a supplement, but worries about protein are overblown. The average American eats twice as much protein as recommended, so we can all stand to reduce. Have you had any slip-ups? Don't be shy.
On January 1st, my first meal had bacon in it. Because my partner loves to cook bacon. He also cooks it very well.
Don't feel bad. I was falling down right behind you.
We went to the beach yesterday and there was a super low tide as we were walking back. And there were these rocks that were just covered with giant mussels. And I couldn't resist. I mean, mussels, free, right there. And that's not something that I normally eat, but I guess I'd be like an opportunivore.
It's nature taunting you.
Oh, boy.
Well, at that point, did you go, oh, well, I guess it's all over?
Nope, I got right back on board. And anyway, with Plantiful, I have 2 days off a week. How about you?
I think apart from chicken soup, I've mostly been with it.
250 gram of red bean. One. Shattered. 3 cubes of sugar. Basil. Tabasco. And salt.
Plantiful's incremental approach has a lot going for it, not only in terms of engaging a wider group of people, but also because we can have a huge impact on greenhouse gas emissions without giving up any food completely.
It doesn't have to be no animal protein will pass my lips ever. We can all choose to eat more plants and less foods with the highest carbon emissions. To get a sense of scale, imagine a skyscraper that's 500 stories high. After a long elevator ride, we arrive at the 500th floor, the penthouse. That's beef emissions.
Going down.
Next stop, 90th floor. That's cheese and Greek yogurt. They take a lot of milk.
Descending down to the 75th floor, pork.
Now we're at the 60th floor. Fake meat is all the way down on the 25th.
And two delicious floors below that is dark chocolate.
Oh, that's not the cry of a tortured cacao bean. It's the sound of a woman hearing something she doesn't want to know. Coffee, by the way, is on the 15th floor along with eggs.
And finally, to the ground floor for nuts, beans, and tofu.
Another way to get a sense of relative emissions is to tip this vertical barnyard over and think in terms of car mile equivalents. One serving of beef is a 39-mile car trip, chicken is a 6-mile drive, and plant protein is just 2 to 3 blocks. One of the supports I've found most useful this month is my plentiful New Year buddy, Davey.
Davey Davidson is a longtime vegan and a volunteer mentor for Plantiful.
We take a gentle, easy approach. If somebody wants to adopt more plant-based eating, none of us is going to wag our finger and say you have to become 100% vegan overnight. We're all inclusive and encourage everybody to take little steps, whatever they can do to incorporate more plants and fewer animals in their diet.
Before COVID, Davey used to take her mentees on field trips to the supermarket and got them together for events.
My friend Isabel and I had tastings so that instead of one person having to go to the market and buy 7 different kinds of plant-based milks, we have 12 people come over and we put out some things for them to taste, and then they can see what they like best and only have to buy that one thing when they go to the market.
These days, it's all by phone and Zoom. So Davey, help. There's a block of delicious, crumbly, sharp cheddar in the refrigerator calling my name. Calling it an addiction is not so far-fetched.
The main protein in cheese, casein, breaks down to a substance that binds to opioid receptors in the brain.
Davey says the only way to beat cheese cravings is, just like they say in AA, one day at a time.
I, too, had a hard time kicking dairy. I lived in New York City, and there was a fabulous cheese store right at my corner, and I was a regular. And then I just sat with that for a while, and I realized what was more important to me. And I deeply got that our climate and care for animals was actually more important to me than satisfying my craving. And that's how I came to it. It's a spiritual approach for me. The preciousness of life is with me at every meal, and it makes me feel better about what I'm contributing, modeling to be in the world in a more compassionate way. But everybody gets there differently, and anything that somebody can do is helpful.
Davey says the key to success is to keep it simple.
People always wonder, do I have to approach this with a whole new way of cooking? And I'm always in favor of just doing substitutions to start. You know, this kind of a shift is asking us to do a great deal. So I would say be easy on oneself and do a little bit at a time. If you have a protein and a green vegetable and a carbohydrate on the plate, just substitute a veggie burger for that piece of chicken.
Note, veggie burgers and meat substitutes are not the same thing. Veggie burgers are a mix of whole foods shaped into a patty, while meat substitutes are highly processed to resemble meat. While meat substitutes have less fat and calories than real meat, they don't have the health benefits of whole foods. When health professionals say eat more plants, that's not what they mean.
It's true that not all vegan food is healthy. You know, you can eat vegan donuts and chips and hopefully not believe that they're good for you just because they're vegan. A diet based around whole grains, vegetables, nuts, fruits, beans is shown to have an incredible health impact and reduce the risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes and even some cancers. But I think it's about balance, especially when you're transitioning. You know, the goal is, of course, to eat a well-balanced, healthy diet with a focus on whole foods. But if you need to eat a few processed bone meats and things like that to help make that transition, you should go for it and really enjoy those foods. I've been vegan for a long time, and I do try to eat my fair share of veggies, but I still love to go out on the weekend and enjoy a Beyond Burger and Fries because life is short.
The challenge isn't just about what to eat. Sharing food is social, and eating differently can feel like it threatens those bonds.
We have to look at the difficult thing directly rather than just pushing change, change, change. Social pressure is a big deal. To serve that turkey at a holiday or to join the group in a barbecue. Family traditions and cultural traditions is another very big deal that people have to slowly change. People might think, well, I don't want to come across like a raving hippie or a fundamentalist. Like almost anything else that any of us is passionate about, evangelizing is not often productive. So all I can do is be a model. I used to travel as a communication consultant all over the world. And I went to India, Europe, South America, China, all over the world with major business people. And I would always ask for a plant-based meal. And it brought people to say, what the heck are you eating there? And it opened conversation. Rather than telling them that they really should do something differently for their health or for climate or for animals, I just told them how much I loved it for my own health and for my own climate. And that opened a great deal of conversation. And I actually got letters afterwards. Thank you so much for letting us know what you're up to. You made me think. And I think when you want to change minds, that's really the only approach that works.
Ife has been feeling some of that social pressure.
I do feel a little bit of pressure that comes with having a partner and eating together or going out and eating with friends.
Veganuary is working on that eating out part, encouraging restaurants and businesses to expand their vegan options. Last January in the UK, where Veganuary has 8 years of momentum, chain restaurants like Subway's, Papa John's, Domino's, Starbucks, Burger King, Taco Bell, and even KFC added hundreds of vegan menu items. After only 2 years in the US, some smaller US chains are starting to follow suit.
Mellow Mushroom, Poke Works, Fresh Brothers, Just Salad, and Blue Sushi Sake Grill. So if you're near any of those locations, I would heartily recommend going out and giving them a try.
Last year, food companies also launched over 500 new vegan products during January.
Veganuary creates a really nice feedback loop in that the people doing Veganuary try great food, they love it, and they keep eating vegan. And the businesses offering these products see a great surge in business because people are seeking them and decide to keep them on the menu or to invest in more plant-based in general.
Ife is counting on one of those new products so she can continue a holiday tradition.
End of January is Chinese New Year. Usually for Chinese New Year's, you make dumplings. Dumplings are usually made with pork. I was going to host a dumpling party. I did this last year, and it was amazing, and people had so much fun. My friend sent me this link for an impossible pork. So I think that might be something that I would like to try.
You could make some with the fake stuff and some with the real stuff, and then you could have your party and blindfold people.
I love that idea. Oh, I will definitely do this.
Ife thinks her friends will be excited to try her vegan dumplings, even with eyes wide open.
The more I talk about it with the people around me, the more intrigued they are and the more willing they are to try all sorts of things.
That sense of excitement and curiosity and sharing of new possibilities is an important way that we all can take part in changing our food system from the bottom up.
This is one of the biggest shifts that the planet will have to undertake to dump these old ways of being, including our reliance on fossil fuels. It's as difficult or more difficult to change people's eating habits, but it must be done. And the climate that we create in terms of the emotional climate is what will help us shift our environmental climate.
With 3 more weeks of Veganuary to go, Ife is looking forward to expanding her repertoire beyond stir fries and protein bars. How's her emotional climate?
I think a little nervous. I tend to be pretty busy. And the anxiety comes from feeling like I might not have enough time to figure out what I'm going to eat and like how to construct a meal. But I'm also trying to loosen up a little bit and kind of go with the flow. And maybe I can just improv. I think I'm really looking forward to doing this because I think that element of improv, that element of, hey, what can I create that's new that I haven't really eaten before because I have this constraint now, this problem that I'm trying to solve. That aspect of it can also be fun and exciting. And I think the fact that Actera, they have a Facebook group where people post their recipes and I've already have ideas of things I want to do from that. That makes me feel supported. And also just knowing other people are doing it makes me more excited to do it.
As for us, Brian is still recovering from his possible COVID, and neither of us are glowing yet. But the cheddar in the fridge isn't calling me anymore. With the excitement of so many new things to cook, it seems to have lost its allure. Right now, neither Brian nor I think we'll stay strictly vegan past this month, but we've both discovered plant-based meals and products we plan to keep on using. What does Davey have to say about that?
If anybody is adopting more plants and fewer animals, I would say bravo. You are helping yourself to be more healthy. You're helping the climate to be more healthy. And you're helping animals to suffer less. It's a win-win-win. And if you allow yourself to take it day by day without putting a huge amount of pressure on yourself, but be curious, investigate, see what does dairy do to the planet? Why should I even be giving up dairy? Find out. Don't give up dairy until you yourself feel like, okay, that could be important to me. And enjoy, have fun with it.
Shortly after we talked with Wendy, Veganuary hit a milestone with over 2 million people participating since 2014.
We had a Harvard researcher calculate some numbers for us that we've extrapolated to look at what climate impact we have if we hit this 2 million number. We will collectively have saved 207,000 metric tons of CO2, which is equivalent to 1.8 million flights from New York to DC, the equivalent of 3,200 metric tons of sewage spared from waterways, and we will have saved 3.2 million gallons of water. People do often feel disempowered, like what they do can't make a difference. But when you look at our collective impact and what we can do together, I think it's really inspiring.
If it's still January when you hear this, it's not too late to join. You'll find links to Veganuary and Plantiful New Year, along with great sources for vegan recipes, at our website, cool-solutions.org. I'm Wendy Ring.
I'm Brian Curtis, and you've been listening to Cool Solutions.
For more cool stories about climate action from the bottom up, look for Cool Solutions wherever you get your podcasts, or visit our website, cool-solutions.org.
Thanks to Wendy Matthews, Robbie Brown, Yifei Huang, and Davey Davidson.
And to Scott Holmes, Mr. Smith, Mon Plaisir, One Man Book, Dougie Matheson, and Mags McFarland for our music.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my Jo, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And surely you'll be your pint stoup, and surely I'll be mine. We'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne.